Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And you know, as I say so often, may it be real food for you. Please, just I'm trying to do it simply so that you might grab hold perhaps of what you haven't before, or you didn't understand the meaning of it before. So open your hearts to the Lord now, because you know the word of Scripture is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Remember that. The entrance antiphon for today says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When those who do evil draw near, they stumble and fall." Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to fear. The Lord loves us. And if we've taken the wrong paths, just say to the Lord, "Bring me back, help me, give me grace. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread?" God loves you. God wants you to walk with him. And the opening prayer says, "O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever." As you open the scriptures for today, we take a look at the first book of Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 to 16. The brook near where Elijah was hiding ran dry, because no rain had fallen in the land. So the Lord said to Elijah, "Move on to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have designated a widow there to provide for you." So he went, and he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the entrance of the city, a widow was gathering sticks there. He called out to her, "Please bring me a small cupful of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out after her, "Please bring along a bit of bread." She answered, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There is only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now I was collecting a couple of sticks to go in and prepare something for myself and my son, for when we have eaten it, we shall die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me. Then you can prepare something for yourself and your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" She left and did as Elijah had said. She was able to eat for a year, and Elijah and her son as well. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, as the Lord had foretold through Elijah. What a miracle. Look what God did for them. Psalm 4 says, "Lord, let your face shine on us. When I call, answer me, O my just God, you who relieve me when I am in distress. Have pity on me and hear my prayer. Men of rank, how long will you be dull of heart? Why do you love what is vain and seek after falsehood? Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. Tremble and sin not. Reflect upon your beds in silence. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart more than when grain and wine abound. Psalms are such a way of giving praise to God and to ask of help from God. But many of the Psalms show us how thankful we should be. And I urge you, if you can, read at least one psalm a day. You'll find ones that become your favorites. And that's good. Mark them so. But every day, pray one of the psalms. The Lord hears you when you pray. Do you believe it? Think about that. You're not speaking to an abyss of nothing. Your God, your Father. He is your Father in heaven. He knows you. He sees you. He loves you. And so know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. Brothers and sisters, we don't turn to God often enough. Or we might say something in the morning to God when we wake up, probably a groan or two first or a yawn, but we say so little. And then when we go to bed, we just go to bed. When you wake up, just say a prayer or tell God what you're concerned about for the day. Give God a few minutes in the morning. Tell him what you need. He won't give you all the answers at once, but over the weeks to come, you'll see things begin to change. One thing at a time. I'm not saying give God 10 things you want and you need them right away. Just start with one thing and thank him. Thank him daily that he is with us, that he hears us. Now we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." You don't have to go around trumpeting your good deeds. That's not the point. God put these in front of you, and you said yes to him and did whatever it was. Then just say to God throughout the day, "Thank you. Anything else I can do for you, just talk to me." And a thought will come into your mind or something like that. Or you'll stop and pick up a book and it will say something to you thought and never thought about that before. But God will come to us in many ways. Test it out with a priest. Test it out with a good religious sister, if you wish. But please, when you hear his word, do what he asks. There's a sister by the name of Sister Mary Jean Dorsey. She was a Dominican sister, a prolific author and illustrator, especially of children's literature. And in part, she says this: "Almost all that the gospel has to say about Mary reveals her love of God in action, in her consideration for others. At Cana, she was to intercede for an embarrassed young couple and save their wedding feast from collapse by a miracle performed at her request. And the visitation, she was the first of countless thousands whose eager feet could hardly wait to carry the joyful tidings of the redemption to someone who waited his coming. She was the first Christopher, the first Christ-bearer, the first to share from a full heart the joy that is Christ. following her hastening feet on that errand of charity, missionaries to the end of time will bear the light of the world to nations that sit in darkness and the shadow of death. She was the first missionary so pure and so loving and so beautiful that youth will always be inspired to follow in her footsteps. We too are Christ bearers in a dark world. As members of his mystical body, we have the relationship to the light of the world, capital letters, the light of the world, that electric wires have to the central power plant. We do not make the light, we carry it into dark places. As frequent communicants, we have the obligation of bringing him into the lives of those around us. That doesn't mean you have to go to somebody and say, sit down and I'll preach to you. It simply means speaking of the love that you have for the Lord, or what you've seen the Lord do in someone's life or in your life. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved. He said to his apostles, "You are the light of the world." And that sentence is addressed to us too. Our paths may not take us where people have never heard of Christ. We know with a little reflection that there are many among our daily associates who would profit by contact with him. Perhaps we shall be asked on Judgment Day why we did not bring him into their lives. We cannot rest content with what we have, a faith to which perhaps we were born and which we have come to take for granted. Faith must be lived or lost. Christ must be shared if we would have him ourselves. Our communions are not finished when we have said our thanksgiving prayers. As we go from the church to our daily tasks, Christ must go with us as he went with Mary, so that people will know, as Elizabeth knew while being told, that Christ is there. Preaching at people can never be the answer to our obligation of sharing Christ. We must manifest him in deeds as Mary did. Just ask God. That was from Sister Mary Jean Dorsey. And she was a Dominican sister. And I just want to say to you, what she's written here is powerful. Brothers and sisters, if you've been far away from the Lord, or you've never had a relationship with the Lord, just take a few minutes today. Sit down before wherever you can be that's quiet. If you can jump into a church, that would be wonderful. But wherever you go, just a quiet space. And just say, Lord, I want to learn to follow you. I want to learn how to be your disciple. Lord, will you help me? Lord, will you show me the way? Say that to him many times, morning, noon, and night. I did it for a couple of weeks one time, and God heard my prayer. And he will do so for you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.